be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Are you depressed? If you're feeling exhausted and sad and have no interest in things you used to enjoy, if your appetite has changed and you can't sleep, you may be suffering from depression. We're conducting a clinical research study evaluating an investigational drug designed to work with antidepressants to see if it can help address unresolved symptoms of depression. To learn more about this study and see if you qualify, call 888-44-MERCY, 888-44-MERCY.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Advance Auto Parts introduces the Speed Perks Rewards Program. Spend $100 and get $20 off your next qualified purchase. No cards, no points, no nonsense.
This week on Christian Questions, God gave us the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rule ages ago as a basis for living a godly life. So how are we doing? Have we made the multiple choice? Christian Questions, Sunday, 6 to 7 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
This is the Friday edition of the Lawrence Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. I've had four different people say to me this week, I know the weekend starts when you start inviting people to be a contestant on the Harris Challenge, because I get in my office, I get in my car, and I can't wait to get there before 5:15 so I can be sure to hear the entirety of the Harris Challenge. Well, you should call in sometime. Oh, no, 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 no. Well, here's your chance to do exactly that, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or on many cell phone services, *KTRS will get you in here for free. And, of course, the only rule that applies is you cannot have played the Harris Challenge in the last 60 days. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Skyview Drive-In on the North Beltwest in Belleville. They got two screens, two movies on each screen, digital projectors, FM stereo for you to hear the sound. You can listen in your car, bring along a radio if you want, bring along chairs, sit outside, almost like a tailgating thing, get some food from the concession stand. It's the Skyview Drive-In, open 7 days a week there on the North Belt West in Belleville. And here we go with our first contestant for the challenge today. Hello, Luke.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
Good. Welcome to the show. You know, as a contestant on the Harris Challenge, you get the unique broadcast opportunity of using airtime for your own personal purposes. Maybe you've worked out a commercial endorsement. Here's where you pay that off to your endorser. Or perhaps you could suck up to the boss or shout out to the family. We call it the five-second cheap plug opportunity, and it's all yours.
Sounds good, Paul. Well, I'd like to mention my uncle's barbecue company called Smokin' Joe and Son, based in Kirkwood. So look them up for catering.
There you go. Now, did your uncle give you money for that endorsement?
No, he didn't, but he is providing a barbecue this weekend for us, so I thought I'd do him fair.
Well, that, you know, you that's the same thing.
A barter deal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
that is unheard of in the radio business. Nobody in radio gets anything for free in exchange for a mention.
No.
Never.
Never.
Except for Kilcoyne and Carney and Millhaven.
Hey, watch it, buddy.
Sorry about that, John. Luke, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see which questions and categories are there, led, of course, by our weekly topical category. And there it is. Have you been paying attention? Or category two, the Ferguson anniversary. Or category three, the new NFL Hall of Famers. Which one would you like?
Oh, let's go with have you been paying attention.
All right. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. I'm going to ask Luke five questions in 60 seconds, varying values up to a total of 15 points that he can earn. But he doesn't have to get all of them. He's got to get more than half of those points in order to win. So eight or better will get him a fabulous prize package chosen especially for him by this guy.
Yay! The prize
man! Right you are, Paul. We have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have two locations, one in Forsyth and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville. Don't think slowing down is going to keep me from saying that.
Okay. We also have free passes to the Skyview Drive-In in Belleville.
And here are the movies they're playing tonight and for the next week on Screen 1, Fantastic Four, and also Ant-Man. And then on Screen 2, they've got Minions and Mission Impossible Rogue Nation.
How about that?
Now, you get your choice of those prizes if you get 8 or better. But if you get all the points, the clean sweep, the 15 points, then we add in this bonus just for you.
That's right. You get a gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park, 706 DeMund in Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a bar menu 7 nights a week, plus brunch on Sundays. Check jimmyscafe.com.
I got an email the other day from Jenna who said, Paul, I've heard you talking about Jimmy's on the Park, and you keep saying, try the crack sticks. What is that? Well, here's what it is. On every table when you sit down, you know the way some places will bring you bread?
Yeah.
At Jimmy's, there's a, I guess you call it a jar on the table?
Yeah, it's like a long...
A cylinder.
Canister.
Yeah. A canister, thank you. And it's filled with dry pasta that has this fantastic spice mix on top of it.
Oh.
And I call it crack because once you try one of them, you cannot stop. You'll become addicted to these things.
Oh, yeah, you can't stop eating. You just keep eating them, and you just eat, and it's like...
They're fantastic. Yeah. Jimmy's on the Park. We're happy to have them as part of the Harris Challenge. All right, Luke, your categories, have you been paying attention? Questions about the news of the week. 60 seconds on the clock. Right. Let's play the Harris Challenge. The which tech company announced this week that it was giving unlimited first-year paternity and maternity leave to its employees and then was followed by Microsoft announcing the same policy?
Apple.
Netflix. The SEC approved a rule this week requiring most public companies to reveal the ratio of the chief executive's pay to that of the average employee. What does SEC stand for?
We'll pass it for now.
After a judge's ruling this week, who's going to be forced to testify under oath in October in a case involving the sexual assault of young women?
Pass.
Which Friends star married her boyfriend in a surprise ceremony this week?
Jennifer Aniston.
Correct. Which rock guitarist, who became a star at the same time as the Beatles, told an interviewer this week that Sgt. Pepper was, quote, a mishmash of rubbish, unquote?
Eric Clapton.
Keith Richards. Back to the two-pointer. What does SEC stand for?
Southeastern Conference?
Not this SEC, the other one.
I wasn't listening.
This is the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Yeah, I blanked out on the question.
And the other one is that Bill Cosby is going to be forced to testify. That's going to be very interesting in this civil lawsuit out in Los Angeles. A woman who, as a teenager, claims that she was sexually assaulted by Cosby at the Playboy Mansion raises the question, what was somebody underage doing at the Playboy Mansion?
That's a good question.
Let's see how you did here. All you got
not
was
well.
All you did was get Jennifer Aniston for 4 points, which is not a bad trade, by the way. but that's below our winning threshold. In fact, it's below the punishment threshold.
It's terrible, Paul.
Yes, it is. So for our punishment music today, you may remember this song that was a hit for a group called The Circle. Circle was spelled C-Y-R-K-L-E. Play their hit song. This was written by Paul Simon, called Red Rubber Ball, a hit probably 40 years ago or so.
Yeah.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well.
So as I said, they had a hit with that called Red Rubber Ball, but they never had another big hit, and this punishment music may be the reason why. The group Circle was managed by Brian Epstein, who, of course, was also the manager for the Beatles. And he had them open for the Beatles at Candlestick Park and even said, why don't you guys record a Beatles song?
Oh.
Bad idea.
Before this dance is through, I think I love you too. I'm so happy when you dance with me. I don't want to kiss or hold your hand. If it's funny, try and understand.
Here comes the bad part. Sounds like they're playing with the speed.
I don't wanna walk or hold you tight. I just wanna dance with you all night. In this world, there's nothing I would rather do.
quite a drum fill, isn't it?
This was in a studio, so they could actually fix it and doctor it up. But, man,
wow.
Fixed.
Luke, I'm sorry you had to hear that, but I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. You guys, too.
Thank you for playing. Here's our next contestant. Hello, George.
Hello, Paul. Hi. How are you today?
Good. Thank you for asking. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm just waiting for the weekend. This is Thursday for me, so I hope everybody enjoys their weekend.
Thursday for you? You got a weird calendar.
Yeah, I have to work tomorrow, so.
Oh, I see. By the way, speaking of weird calendars and things like that, did you hear that Kim Jong-il has decided that North Korea is going to have its own time zone from now on?
I read that.
They are changing the time in their country by a half hour on August 15th. So it'll be 2 o'clock, and then it'll go, by the way, it's now 1:30. Good luck coordinating. Well, they don't talk to the outside world anyway.
Yeah,
so.
They're on their own island anyway, so.
Wow.
Yeah, missed the call by a half hour.
How can you possibly blame me for being late? Do you think everybody has to remember this?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, George, which category would you like? The Ferguson anniversary, the new NFL Hall of Famers, or our new third category, that thing that happened in that place?
I'll try that thing that happened in that place.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what state did a man with a pellet gun, an axe, and pepper spray attack several people at a movie theater this week?
I think it was Nashville, Tennessee.
Correct. What happened in Japan 70 years ago yesterday?
We dropped a bomb on Hiroshima.
Correct. At which fast food restaurant in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, was a manager arrested this week for cooking meth in the off hours?
That would be Taco Bell.
Yokiero Heisenberg. In what city was Hitchbot, a Canadian art experiment, found beaten and dismembered in an alley this week?
Pass.
Which of these shared a stage in Cleveland with Jeb Bush and Donald Trump at last night's debate? Scott Walker, Rick Perry, or Lindsey Graham?
Scott Walker.
Yeah, the other two were in the kids' table debate. All right, in what city was Hitchbot found beaten and dismembered in an alley this week?
New York City.
No, it's the city so nice it has love in its nickname, the city of brotherly love.
Oh, Philadelphia.
There you go. George, you didn't need that to win, though. You got everything but the four-pointer, a total of 11 points. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prize while I bring in contestant number three. Hello, Jeff.
Good afternoon.
Hi, tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I am getting ready for one last week before the kids have to go back to school.
Okay.
That's plenty.
Which category would you like? The Ferguson anniversary, the new NFL Hall of Famers, or our new third category, Forbes Highest Paid Actors?
Let's try Highest Paid Actors.
All right, Forbes magazine just came out with their new list this week. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which star of Marvel movies like the Avengers series made $80 million in the last year?
Robert Downey Jr.?
Correct. Three of the top 10 highest paid actors aren't known in America, but are huge stars of Bollywood in what country?
India.
Correct. Who played the Elephant Man on Broadway, an American Sniper on screen, and made $41.5 million this year?
Bradley Cooper.
Correct. Which star of Furious 7 earned $47 million and 93 million Facebook fans?
Vin Diesel.
Correct. Now for the clean sweep. Which Chinese movie star earned $50 million from Dragon Blade and his own merchandise line and a movie theater chain and a Segway dealership?
Jackie Chan.
The biggest Chinese movie star in the world. And I asked Colin about that movie, Dragon Blade. I said, I never even heard of that. Did that open here? It made $50 million. He said, no, it didn't really play in America at all. It may have gone straight to DVD. But in China, you put out a Jackie Chan movie, that's millions of dollars instantly. And Jeff, congratulations. You've got the first clean sweep of the month of August.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. So you'll get your choice of the prizes plus dinner at Jimmy's on us. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get that while I go to contestant number four. Hello, Gene.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good. Five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Hello to my favorite husband, Jerry, and all my family and all of my Mosley cousins.
All right, I want to clear this up. Jerry is your favorite husband.
He's my favorite husband.
Okay. Which category would you like? The Ferguson anniversary, or the new NFL Hall of Famers?
Ooh, man, didn't leave me what I wanted. Let's try Ferguson.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Gene. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the name of the police officer who shot Michael Brown a year ago this weekend?
Darren Wilson.
Correct. Which convenience store was set on fire by looters the night after the Michael Brown shooting?
Quick Trip.
Correct. What occurred on November 24th, 2014 that led to more protests and riots in Ferguson?
Darren Wilson was exonerated, basically.
It was not indicted by the grand jury.
Right, yeah.
What is the name of the Missouri Highway Patrol captain who was put in charge of security in Ferguson by Governor Nixon?
Oh, man. I can picture him, but I don't know.
You can pass if you want.
I'll pass.
What is the name of Michael Brown's friend who was with him when he stole cigarillos from the Ferguson Market and Liquor convenience store?
Oh, man. Darian, just in the paper this morning. Darian Johnson, maybe?
Correct. Back to the four-pointer. What's the name of the Missouri Highway Patrol captain put in charge of security in Ferguson by Governor Nixon?
Ron...
It's funny that you struggled with the last two because both answers were Johnson and Johnson. You said Darian, I'm giving it to you. It was Dorian Johnson.
Okay.
And it was Captain Ron Johnson.
Well, I had his first name.
Yeah, you did.
I know.
And I'm sure he'll be out there and hopefully not too busy this weekend. It would be nice if things stayed calm there.
I would concur with that.
Gene, I'm sorry, you got yourself 11 points and you're also a winner. Congratulations. Hang on, and Dan will be with you in just a moment while I go to our next contestant. Hello, Dan.
Paul, how are you?
Good. Go ahead and...
AM and the PM.
Thank you. Got something you want to plug?
Of course. Well, my wife's listening, my beautiful wife, Kim, of 20 years. So if I don't say hi to her, I won't make it to 21.
Okay. Just I'm just following up on Gene being here a moment ago. Who's your favorite husband? Because everybody else says Jerry. Would you agree?
Sure.
Okay, yeah. I think we'd agree with that. All right. What's your wife's name again, Dan? I'm sorry.
Kim.
All right. I hope you win something nice for Kim here. The category is the new NFL Hall of Famers. They're having the induction ceremony in Canton tomorrow. And I can tell you, having been in Ohio with my daughter years ago when she was looking at colleges, we were in Cleveland one day and we were in Columbus the next day, and Canton is exactly halfway between, and there was no way it was going to drive down that highway and not take time at lunchtime to spend a couple of hours there as an NFL fan. If you've never
Look
been
forward
there.
I'm going to go on myself someday. Oh, I haven't been there.
I'm telling you, if you've never been there, you should go, and you'll find that 2 hours is not enough. But let's see who's going to be inducted tomorrow here, Dan. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. For what team did Jerome Bettis run for more than 1,000 yards in 8 different seasons?
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Correct. Charles Haley is the only player in NFL history with 5 Super Bowl rings. What two teams did he play for?
The Redskins and the Cowboys.
Niners and the Cowboys.
Dang.
What's the name of the great San Diego Chargers linebacker who killed himself in 2012 because of traumatic brain injuries from his playing days?
Junior Seau.
Correct. Tim Brown won the Heisman Trophy, then went on to 16 years with the Raiders, where he excelled at what position?
Wide receiver.
Correct. Five-pointer. Will Shields didn't miss a game in 14 seasons, including 2003, when his blocking helped Priest Holmes run for 27 TDs with what team?
The Chiefs?
You're saying the Kansas City Chiefs?
Yes, sir.
That's a good thing to say because it's the correct answer, Dan. And look at this. Yeah. We've got a whole slew of winners today. Only one person got punished. Dan's 13 points makes him a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you, Paul.
You're
Appreciate
very welcome.
It. Love your show.
Help you and Kim have a great weekend.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15 exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com. Brought to you by the Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville. The movies again for this weekend, Fantastic Four and Ant-Man on Screen 1, Minions and Mission Impossible Rogue Nation on Screen 2. The Skyview Drive-In in Belleville. Meet me.
Let's head airborne now and see how traffic looks with Frank Ladd. Frank?
Well, Dan, still looking at a pocket of volume westbound on Highway 70. Due to the incident on Highway K, it's on the right shoulder. You're backed up to Mid River Mall Drive westbound on 70. West of there, pretty good run until you approach Wentzville, then you're slow through that merge with 64. Westbound 64, heavy between Kings Highway and McCaws, and then again Mason at the Timberlake Manor. Earlier accident has been moved over to the right shoulder there, but driver's still slowing to take a look. eastbound driver slowing to take a look as well, approaching Timberlake Manor from Chesterfield Parkway West. Southbound 270, slow between Page and Olive. Earlier accident on the right shoulder at Olive. Then again, between 64 and Doherty Ferry. That's southbound 270. They've cleared the incident in the Metro East, eastbound 55-70 at 157. Still could see a pocket of iron there headed towards the O'Fallon area. Southbound 170, you're on the brakes now, coming down the hill from Del Mar through Ladue, then again through Brentwood and Highway 64. Eastbound 64, heavy headed towards the Poplar from Jefferson. Northbound 55, heavy that right lane, headed towards the Poplar as well. North County Steeds into volume eastbound on Highway 270 between McDonnell and about 170. This update brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Firehouse Subs kicks Hawaiian pork and slaw sandwiches back. Steaming hot 12-hour pit smoke pulled pork, topped with pepper jack cheese and fresh Hawaiian coleslaw, piled high on toasted King's Hawaiian bread. Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen, for a limited time only. From the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Latt on the Big 550, KTRS.
It's coming soon. The Nestle Purina Radiothon to support the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. All day, Thursday, August 20th on KTRS. Listen for details.
In business, it's crucial that you recruit the right talent for your company. That's why you should interview a region's business banker. And when you do, please, please ask the hardest-hitting questions on your mind. Like, how will you work to understand my business and financial goals? Will you give me options based on my specific needs? Can I expect smart advice and guidance through all those options? How do you ensure my loan is in line with my objectives? Hey, these are things you need to know. What you'll find is that we have a lot of thought-provoking answers that address the critical issues you face today. Oh, and like any good interview candidate, we'll have some questions for you that may get you thinking about opportunities you haven't considered yet. So set up an interview with a region's business banker today. Call 1-800-833-9776. That's 1-800-833-9776. Or visit regions.com/interview to get started. Regions Bank. Member FDIC. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
Owning a home without a home warranty is like walking a tightrope without a net. Any day, any moment, any one of your home appliances or systems could call it quits, leaving you with an unexpected repair or replacement bill and a serious hole in your household budget. But a home warranty from American Home Shield helps cover repair and replacement costs on up to 21 of your home systems and appliances. Your air conditioner, water heater, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. That could save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars. For valuable free information, call 1-800-700-6926.
American Home Shield is a must for homeowners.
They've taken care of every major problem we've had.
You wouldn't walk a tightrope without a net. Why risk your household budget with home appliances that could break down any time? Life happens. Have a plan. Get the budget protection you deserve from an award-winning home warranty service, American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-700-6926. That's 1-800-700-6926. 1-800-700-6926.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is with us. Kathy, how should buyers prepare when looking for a new home?
Well, align yourself with a knowledgeable agent team like us. Homes are selling quickly and often for above asking price. We network with other agents to find coming soon homes before they even hit the market.
Kathy Helbig, what makes buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups because we have a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as design and staging, marketing, and buyer specialist.
How are you using technology to help your client?
Our clients can utilize iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps that help make the home buying process smooth and fun.
Great.
It allows for direct communication with our clients, and they have the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's fantastic. That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West Real Estate. She's an expert on KSDK Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on the Big 550 KTRS. Check her out online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
What puts your identity at risk? Did you swipe your debit card at the gas station? Identity thieves can place skimming devices on the payment terminals. Do you use public Wi-Fi? Identity thieves are known to set up shop around Wi-Fi hotspots, hoping to cash in on your personal information. Do any online banking? Go to the doctor? LifeLock reminds us that banks and health insurers are susceptible to breaches of your private information. But don't stop living your life. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your social security number, bank and retirement accounts, credit cards, cards, even the equity in your home. Obviously, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at every business. But you only have one identity. Protect it with the best. Enroll with LifeLock in minutes, and your protection starts immediately. Visit LifeLock.com now and use promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10% on your membership. Call 800-520-9106. 800-520-9106. 800-520-9106.
Injured military service members today need our help. They dedicate their lives to the service of others, and when they return home, they are left with long delays. Medical care, counseling, and rehabilitation are just a few areas that are in need. By donating to an organization of your choice or the Bob Woodruff Foundation at remind.org, you can make a big difference in a service member's life.
This paid public service announcement is sponsored by the concerned and professional staff with K&K Metalworks Incorporated. Helping to ensure support our troops is not just a slogan.
Come out and join the fun this Saturday at McBride & Sons' annual block party. Qualified buyers of a McBride home will receive a prepaid lease on a brand new Volkswagen from the Dean team, or save from $2,000 to $102,000 on a select new home. Buy a new home and get a new car. Now that's a party. Choose a new car or save $2,000 to $102,000 on a new home only this Saturday and only with McBride Homes. It's the McBride & Sons Homes annual block party. Restrictions apply. See McBrideHomes.com for details.
Turbo engines rule the road these days. Sure, they're cool, but they run hot. Take the piston skirt. It can reach over 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Burning your cherry pie is one thing, but your cherry red coupe? That's why Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are designed to protect your engine, even in extreme temperatures. So fire up your turbo and protect it at the same time. Make the switch to Pennzoil synthetics and take performance to a whole new level. Visit Walmart Auto Care Center and save $4 on a Pennzoil high mileage vehicle oil change.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday.
It is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion brought to you by Andy Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. The Smokehouse has great take-home food. Andy Gunn's has great sit-down and have-a-good-time food. They're both in the Chesterfield Valley, in the building with the pig on the roof. I'm Paul Harris. Dan Strauss is here with me. Ian Geis as well. And from Southern California, it's time now for Mr. Mike Evans. How are you there, Mike?
The Paul Harris.
Testing, testing. Hello.
The Paul Harris.
Yeah, that's me.
I did. Anyway.
No.
Parker's question, name the name of the airport that has a par 3 golf course on the property for travelers to use who have extra long layovers or people in the neighborhood. Hong Kong, China. Tokyo, Japan.
What happened to your voice?
Glasgow, Scotland. Melbourne, Australia.
My goodness. I'll
give you the answer in a minute. I'm shocked that after 4 years of courting, Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux finally got married. Now, don't get me wrong, but if I was a betting man, I'm betting that the four-year courtship will last longer than the marriage.
Really?
I think so, too. Jennifer has a way to sabotage marriages, doesn't she?
There has to be a flaw there, because outwardly, you don't see any flaws.
No, you do not.
Mm-hmm. As far as the debate, my take, that Carly Fiorina was fabulous.
Who?
Carly.
The
Fiorina.
The only woman, I think.
Oh, on the
Carly
debate?
Carly Fiorina.
Okay.
The Hewitt Packard former CEO. Did anybody watch it?
No.
I watched it.
Dan watched the primetime one. He didn't watch the kids' table debate.
I thought she was better than any of the primetime guys.
By the way, that was my favorite hashtag yesterday. I was kind of following a little bit on Twitter, and I love the fact that they called the other seven who didn't make the primetime. That was the kids' table debate.
I thought she was better than any of the others. Even the primetime guys.
Okay.
Summer book review. We do it every once in a while. I'll give you a review. A lot of people like reading books in the summer. I love this one, man. If you like biographies, rock and roll, the Beatles, this is a must read. Ringo, with a little help. It was written by Michael Starr, old buddy. He's a journalist, not related to Ringo. Great insights. You may have not known about Ringo Starr. For example, he grew up extremely poor at 12 years of age, spent 2 years in a hospital with tuberculosis.
Wow.
Didn't pick up drumsticks till he was 14 years old. John Paul George begged Ringo to join the band because he was the best drummer in Liverpool by the time he was 18.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know this, but worldwide, always, Ringo always voted the most popular Beatle, even over Paul.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, I was very surprised at that.
That's weird.
You know that...
What's your voice?
What was that?
I don't know.
You know that guy who wrote the book, Michael Starr?
Yeah.
Real name, Michael Starkey. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No relation.
Ruining my report.
There's no relation to me.
What happened?
I don't know.
Testing, one,
blow
two.
Blow your nose! Anyway.
No.
The gigs, the parties, the wives, the dreams, the nightmares, it's all here. Ringo, with a little help.
Wow, I thought it was the Frank Opinion story there for a second.
4 stars. TV News, MSNBC will start a new format, positioning themselves as the daytime breaking news network,
mm-hmm.
spearheaded by Lion Brian Wilson. It's not Wilson, actually.
Williams.
Williams,
I like
yeah.
to call him Wilson because everybody's already forgot who he is.
Yeah.
I'm curious what his role is actually going to turn out to be there, because if you're just a breaking news guy, you know, every...
How much breaking news is there?
Well, but on cable news, every story is breaking news.
Yeah, according to them.
Yeah, you're right.
The new one, no, the new one is...
TV shows, Big Brother and Celebrity Family Feud. Both of them, big numbers.
You know, I was never a fan of the Family Feud.
Until Steve Harvey.
Yeah, no, I liked Richard Dawson in the original, and then every other guy who did it in between didn't do a good job. But Steve Harvey's made it something entertaining.
Yeah, really, that's why it's in prime time now.
Yep.
New York Post headline above the story of San Diego stripper Marlena Marino, who takes it all off and donates all of her tips to saving animals in Africa. Headline screams, lions, tigers, and B-A-R-E-S.
Uh-huh.
More animals.
There you go.
See what he did there?
Yeah.
Date in history, August 7th, 1959. This was a big deal back then, I guess. The first picture of Earth taken by Explorer 6 is sent back to Earth, and it's our first time that we see planet Earth from space.
Mm-hmm.
The big blue ball. First time it's ever been seen like that. Had to be a pretty big day, I would
say.
Oh,
I bet. Mm-hmm. It was pretty cool.
What airport do you think has a par three golf course that they built there for extra long layovers, people getting there early, or the neighborhood? Hong Kong, Tokyo, Japan, Glasgow, Scotland, Melbourne, Australia. The airport actually owns this little golf course.
All right. Well, since it's golf, I have to say Scotland.
Wow.
Dan?
Yeah, I was going to go Scotland, but I'm going to go Australia.
I will say Tokyo.
You guys are ignorant.
China.
Yeah, Hong Kong, China. I was going to say you stupid, ignorant sluts, but I don't talk that way.
No, you don't.
We're out of character.
That's the kind of man I am.
Yeah.
And finally.
No.
If you say no, I'm going to hang up.
No, we don't want it to end. We don't want it to end.
That's so sweet. It makes me want to cry. Sing along, little Polly Harris. Come on now. Aloha Friday. No, we're doing Monday. Hey. We're going to play a day. Aloha Friday. Have a great week in St. Louis. Lily Okalani, Lani, Lani, okay. Look who in the car. Hoo, hoo, hoo. Kiwi, Kamaki, Kara, hoo. Lamanado, Kamaki, Kara, Aga, hoo, hoo. Anana Kuli
Makawani Yani Ona Nana Lula Wa Hawaii. Mike Evans brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Speaking of crying, did you see Jon Stewart tearing up a little bit last night during his final episode of The Daily Show?
No, I didn't.
Stephen Colbert came on, and you know, not all, but the vast majority of people who had been correspondents on that show, which is like a murderer's row of comedy stars, from Steve Carell to Stephen Colbert and Ed Helms and on and on and on. So Stephen Colbert sat down at the desk and talked to Jon for just a minute or so, and then said, "Now hold it, I'm going to go off script, and this is not on the teleprompter." And Jon Stewart kept going, "Oh, please don't do this." And Stephen Colbert then gave a really heartfelt tribute to what he had done for everybody's career there and how he had really been super qualified for the job and done an unbelievable thing. And I think Jon Stewart did lose it a little bit, cry a little bit, the emotion of doing this last episode. He was obviously trying to hold it together and do this and get through it. But the Colbert part definitely got to him. It was really, really interesting to watch. And it's going to be very interesting to see how the new guy, Trevor Noah, does in that slot. I don't think he can possibly measure up to what John Stewart's done over the course of the last 16 years. All right, knuckleheads in the news now, which is brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. Use the STL Taxi app when you need a cab or call 314-652-3456. Here we go, spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Leaming Bar, England, where a police officer pulled over a man after noticing that two of the tires on his car were completely bald. As he approached the car, the cop looked through the back window and saw what looked like a sheep. That's because it was a sheep in the back seat. The driver explained he had just taken the sheep with him for a quick trip to McDonald's. Quote, some people take their dogs in their cars, I take my sheep, unquote. The officer later tweeted a picture of the sheep, but because carrying a sheep inside your car is not illegal in England, they let the man continue to the Golden Arches with just a ticket for the bald tires. In Mansfield, Ohio, prison guards had to break up a fight over drone droppings. Authorities say it was sparked by a drone flying over the North Recreation Yard at the prison and dropping a package containing 5 ounces of tobacco, 2.3 ounces of marijuana, and a quarter ounce of heroin. Nine different inmates went running for the package and fought over it before the guards broke them up. Nobody really injured, but the fighters were all put in solitary confinement and the drugs seized by the corrections officers. A spokeswoman for the prison, Joellen Smith, says, we've had other run-ins with drones, but we're not going to tell you any details because we don't want anybody else to get the idea of dropping stuff in here with drones. Story number three, Santa Ana, California. A man arrested after police say he swung from trees and tried to get into a monkey exhibit at the Santa Ana Zoo, all while claiming to be Tarzan. A spokesperson for the zoo named Yamaguchi said that the man, later identified police as 37-year-old John Rodenborn, was shirtless and climbing trees near the zoo's aviary. After Rodenbaum ignored Yamaguchi's request to get down, he did a lap and then found a new perch atop the waterfall in the Black Howler Monkey exhibit. Yamaguchi said the guy was covered with mud and in the trees yelling, I am Tarzan, and pounding his chest. That's when we knew something was probably wrong. That's when you knew? As for the monkeys, they weren't in danger, and they never saw the man because they got him out of there. Neither did most of the zoo's visitors, who were kept away by staff members as a precaution. I love this quote from Yamaguchi. Quote, we cleared people out by doing the same thing for an agitated person as we would for an escaped agitated monkey. Unquote. After a short chase, the officers were able to get the guy. Story four from contributor Matt Burrows is a story from Altoona, Florida, where police went out Monday afternoon, got a call about a pickup truck that had just left a vacant home with a stove and refrigerator in the back. A deputy spotted the GMC truck on State Road 19 and pulled it over. And the driver, Daniel Baker, admitted to taking the items, but said the home was vacant, so nobody owned the appliances, so he wasn't doing anything wrong. During the traffic stop, the deputy became aware of a similar burglary from a trailer on the same street and found the stolen items in the back of the truck. And the suspect in that case happened to be in the passenger seat, Robert Richardson, who said, yeah, both of these places were empty. You can take stuff out of empty homes. The officer had to explain the law to them as he drove them off to jail. And we finish with a story from Indianapolis of a guy by the name of Roger Frazier, who loves his daughters, who really love One Direction. A radio station down there did a... over there, rather. Radio station over there did a contest for who could prove they were the biggest One Direction fans. And so Roger decided to have a photograph taken of himself with all of his daughter's One Direction stuff, their blankets, their pillows, their magazines and books, and a cardboard cutout of Harry Styles. But he went online to the station's website to see what other guys were doing, and somebody had already done that. So he said, okay, I'm going to outdo all these other fathers. So he got a permanent tattoo on his upper arm that reads, I heart 1D. 37-year-old man with a One Direction tattoo. His 14-year-old daughter, Michaela, was there when he got the tattoo. But here's the bad news. He and Michaela and the other daughter didn't read the fine print in the contest. He would have won this thing if he was eligible. But in order to be eligible, you had to live in Indiana, and he lives in Nashville, Tennessee. So he didn't get anything. But he did save and borrow some money and drove the girls to Indianapolis and bought last-minute tickets to the concert from scalpers. He says he's not going to remove that One Direction tattoo from his arm. Quote, I'm keeping it forever. It's a good memory for me and my daughters. I did it for them. It's going to stay with me forever. Yeah, it's a good memory of the time we didn't read the fine print. And by the way, when he says it's going to stay with me forever, that's until they wanted to get a Taylor Swift concert ticket.
Oh, yeah.
And those are your knuckleheads of the news for today. On behalf of Ian and Dan and Colin and Frank and everybody else working today on the large morning show in the afternoon, I'm Paul Harris. I hope Ferguson has a safe weekend and you do too. Thanks for listening.
Meet me.
Let's get a final check on traffic as we head into the weekend with Frank Ladd.
Boy, that guy's going to be heartbroken if One Direction ever breaks up. Still working with that accident, westbound Highway 70, Highway K. It's on the right shoulder, still seeing delays. Back towards Mid River Mall Drive, southbound on 270. Pockets of volume still at Olive, and then again, a couple pockets south of Highway 64 towards Doherty Ferry. Certainly not stop to go, though. Thinned out up in North County, eastbound on Highway 270, coming around the bend towards 170. And the Chain of Rocks Bridge, lingering volume southbound on 170, though, in pockets south of Ladue, down towards Highway 64. This update brought to you by Staples. You can save even more during Missouri Tax-Free Days. Save an extra 10% at your local Staples store. Mention this offer at checkout to receive 10% off. Staples, make more happen. Valid in-store only. Of course, some exclusions do apply. From the Golden Oak Lending Airport Traffic Center, I'm Frank Ladd. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
St. Louis born, Missouri raised, with a little Illinois on our mother's side, and darn well proud of it. The Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Get the kids an A-plus back-to-school wardrobe at Burlington with the hottest trends and classic looks, all at the lowest prices. Burlington, style for everyone.
My name is Ron LeGrand, and for over 30 years now, I've been helping clients take their life back by buying and selling houses with no money, credit, experience, or licenses. If you call 800-350-0255, 24 hours, and leave a message, I'll send you my new book and CD absolutely free so you can see how. You'll learn how to make a full-time income on a part-time basis without risk, largely tax-free, and get 90% of the work done for you for pennies. That's 800-350-0255.
This is the home of the SEC East champion Missouri Tigers. Catch every second of every game of the 2015 football season on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
I'm Bob Ramsey, the voice of St. Louis FC, here on your home for St. Louis FC, KTRS. St. Louis FC takes on FC Montreal on Saturday, August 8th at 7:30.
Coverage begins at 6 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis,
Ladue, Glen Carbon,
University City,
Edwardsville,
Manchester,
Wood River,
Grafton,
Collinsville,
Pacific,
and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
Got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan. Bye, yeah.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
A renegade cabbie already accused of threatening to decapitate cops now faces hate crime charges in the attack of a white man. I'll tell you why police fear there could be more victims.
Local leaders gather as the one-year anniversary of the Michael Brown shooting approaches.
What Ferguson's mayor and new police chief expect this weekend.
It's been a cruel summer for students at Granite City High School. How the superintendent says they are moving forward after several tragedies.
More heat, more humidity just in time for the weekend. Plus, we'll start watching for thunderstorms.
First at 6, a renegade cab driver now faces hate crime charges after reportedly attacking a man for being white.
He is the same suspect that we exposed in the Fox Files after witnesses say he threatened to decapitate police officers. Fox File reporter Chris